And yeah, Gabs, we have one more storyteller than that. You've seen her up here already, singing her ass off. She's so great. Now she's going to tell a story. Becca Brown. Happy birthday, Becca.
Great work.
Fuck
guys.
You all. No. I'm sorry. That was so rude. Oh, God. No, thank you. Seriously. So my friends used to joke that my love life is like one terrible Taylor Swift song. And I always got defensive and told myself they were wrong. But 2 years ago, my friends were proven right. I knew he was trouble when he walked into the first day of rehearsal. For confidentiality, we'll call him S. My friends warned me that S was a notorious, womanizing, lying, cheating prick. And he's playing my boyfriend in a show. I was 22 and wasn't a good listener. On paper, S was great. Great singer, great actor. We had a ton in common, including our great sense of smell and the fact that we're both in the beer business and our mutual love for The Wiz, which we both think is 100% better than The Wizard of Oz. Fight me. He had a serious on and off girlfriend who we'll call D of 5 years. I only knew of her through my best friend who we'll call N. N was in love with S's girlfriend D. They had worked together at the now defunct Red Moon Theater, and he was one of those people that had warned me about S. More on that later. After 2 weeks of rehearsal, S and I were kind of flirting. It started out innocent, but one night he texted me saying, "You intrigue me." He then told me I smelled like summertime and freedom. And that he wanted to know what I taste like. I should have said no, but again, I was 22 and stupid. I knew all too well what I was getting into with S. I had been the other woman once, and it felt icky and mean, but for some reason, I was intrigued by S, too. S would always offer me rides home on his motorcycle from rehearsal. We would sit on my porch, and he would tell me he was only staying with D because he was comfortable, and they fought all the time, and she bored him, and she wasn't as intriguing as I was. But then he'd ride away to his apartment that he shared with D and their pug. But one night... One night, my best friend N called. Can we edit that in post? One night, N called me saying, "I need you to take one for the team and help me make D realize what a cheating prick S is." And I couldn't believe that part of me was intrigued to see what would happen. And now looking back on it, I was doing a lot of cocaine then, so now it kind of makes sense. I couldn't believe, like, how excited I was to get into this, like, high school drama club bullshit and see what would ensue. I couldn't believe that, like, I thought that there would be any good out of this situation. I knew it was bad blood from this point on, but again, I was 22 and stupid! Yeah. So stupid! And I was willing to help out my best friend, even if it meant hurting some people in the process. Now, one night after rehearsal, we stopped by a bar, and I got way too drunk from 5-ounce beer samples. And had I not blacked out, maybe I wouldn't have coerced him to come in, but in the blank space of my blackout, I was ruthless and persistent. He came in and the deed was done. I felt terrible the next day, and I told S he had to tell his girlfriend that he cheated. A week later, I woke up to a slew of truly cruel yet deserved messages from D. She said verbatim, "I am well aware I have an incredibly weak-willed boyfriend who is a sucker for young, talented puss. After 5 years, that isn't news to me." I told her I felt bad for them both, and she responded, "Hey, I'm allowing this and sticking around. You don't have to feel bad for me." And I said, "I wish you would see that you deserve much fucking better than a guy who tells you he loves you, but then in the same day tells some other girl that she smells like summertime and freedom. And the only reason he's staying with his long-term girlfriend is because she's comfortable. You know, you deserve someone who doesn't treat your heart like it's a piece of dog shit covered in AIDS cancer." And then she dropped the bomb on me that she'd been fucking N, my best friend, and sent me a picture of her breasts, which I thought was completely unnecessary, but hey. Do you, girlfriend? I don't know. She's like, "I think this is only fair." Okay, well, thanks for the tits. She told me that she'd sent me her titties, and then she told me she was going to end things with N and that she and S were going to try to work things out, despite all the cheating. And after a week of dealing with S crying to me at rehearsal and a heartbroken, angry, drunk best friend and a few more tidbits, I stepped away from all three of them. And I met D in person on the night of the opening of the play. She's perfectly civil and kind. She even gave me an open invitation for a threesome, to which I said, no! No! Too many limbs involved! It's overwhelming! There was no sense of intrigue there for a threesome. I was safe and sound, not dealing with these toxic humans anymore. N still has not gotten over D and has since moved to Orlando, where he's working at Disney, and he's miserable. D and S are now engaged to be married. Have fun. And my love life is no longer like a Taylor Swift song, because I feel like that went out of style. I vowed to trust my instincts. If I know someone is trouble when they walk in, I avoid them like the plague. I vowed to trust my friends when they warn me about someone, and I vowed to never, ever, ever be the other woman again. Thank you.